This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm very, very proud that he's here and he's working as hard as he is, being on the field with us. And a lot of guys that wouldn't do that, but he's out there and working hard and, you know, showing everybody that he's here for the right reasons. And, you know, hopefully that can get solved. I love Jimbo. You know, I think the whole team does. And he's one of the best backs in the league. And, you know, hopefully that can be reflected soon. And just props for him to be here and show out like that. So very proud that he's here. I want everybody to get paid and get what they're worth. I don't have anything to do with that. You know, all I care about is, you know, that he's okay mentally and he can come out here and perform physically. And usually the rest takes care of itself. But it shows a lot that he's here.
QB1, Josh Allen, reigning NFL MVP, newly married at Bills' mandatory minicamp. And there he is talking about James Cook, who showed up. The rumble kind of started yesterday. Actually, he is going to be in town, despite the Adam Schefter report that he would not be in Buffalo for quite some time. Here he is at mandatory minicamp saying it's because he likes his money, doesn't want to get fined, which, you know, I think a lot of people can identify with. I'm at work because I'm supposed to be, and if I don't, it'll cost me money. So James Cook is in and indicates he plans to kind of be around and, you know, start preparing to win a Super Bowl. Joining us on the Western Hotline is Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast and many other podcasts. We get to Locked On NFL Scouting. He and I do the Bills Squad show with Jerry Ostrowski as well. Joe, good morning. After all that, James Cook shows up.
Yeah, he certainly does. The Schefter report, I'm not sure what his time frame is for a while. Maybe just a few hours, but interesting to see those reports come out and kind of priming us to believe that maybe he wouldn't be there. And then he's there and does a press conference, which I give him credit for. He didn't have to do that. And it seems like for now, things are okay.
Yeah. The Schefter report, him saying over the weekend that it would be a while, at least in his mind, for Cook. I wonder how much of Cook showing up surprised people around the league, because typically, I mean, we saw this yesterday on in other franchises, when a star player is looking for a big contract, I mean, the more typical route seems to be the holdout, at least up until training camp.
Well, yeah, we've definitely saw several players across the league not report to mandatory camp. Trey Hendrickson, T.J. Watt, Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, those are all veteran players. There's a lot of players just like James Cook that are entering their fourth season. They were extension eligible after their third season, and they're there, right? Sauce Gardner with the Jets, these other guys that are in the same position, these guys on rookie deals, they show up. It's these veterans that have, you know, made a bunch of money in the NFL that have a little bit more of an argument, I think, are the ones that are holding out of these mandatory camps. So I think that's where we've kind of seen some differentiation between who's there and who's not there.
Joe, a conversation you and I have had, and this is probably the next stage of Cook, and maybe he and his agent are having this conversation with Brandon Bean or the coaching staff, and that's a little bit of what can he do? What is the road to an extension, because it might not just be money. It might be the role that the Bills want him to play versus the role he thinks he can play. He might think he's a three-down back. He might want to get better at pass protection. He might want more snaps. But if they have him in a rotation and they don't trust him in that game, then you'd almost say to him, like, listen, you're probably never going to be a $15 back to us. Do you think that there's stuff he could do, he could work on? Do you think he could really take a road where he could impress them enough to want to give him that kind of money?
Well, I think it's challenging for that to happen in Buffalo, because I my expectations for James Cook is for him to have around 250 touches, probably 1,200 to 1,500 yards. The touchdown numbers will be interesting because, you know, he didn't get a lot of, like, inside the five carries. Like, his touchdowns came because he was able to hit some home runs. You know, I don't know if that's a sustainable method of getting touchdowns. I think last year was more of an outlier year in that capacity. But the way that I look at this is it's a benefit to the Bills and to the backs in season that the Bills do have kind of a 50-25-25 split. And we've heard Sean McDermott say in the past, it's not good for one back to really carry the majority of the load. I think they want to have multiple guys involved. And that's good for the Bills' offense. It's good for those backs and their ability to be available later in the season. And I've talked a couple of times about contrasting the 2023 James Cook to the 2024 James Cook, where he had like 50 less touches year over year. But how much better was James Cook down the stretch last season when you think about some really outstanding playoff performances, where in 2023 it felt like after that Dallas game maybe he hit a bit of a wall. And so I think it's all beneficial. What it's not beneficial to is for the contract conversation. And James Cook came out and said during the press conference yesterday that he doesn't look at snap count percentages, which I think is probably necessary to understand why he's not getting the money he's after. But I think that the Bills are reluctant to have a back that plays 70-80% of snaps. I think they like attacking this from a multi-pronged approach and allowing them to use different skill sets, allowing backs to be more healthy and durable later into the season. And I think that's how the Bills want to deploy their backfield. And so that kind of flies in the face of the opportunity that would exist this year to show more, because I don't think the Bills want him to. I think they want him in this 50% role and, you know, for him to be available throughout the entire season and late into the postseason.
Right. His size, I'm thinking about as you're talking this way too, because he has held up completely fine. There's been no issues about his health and, you know, him holding up through a season. But right, like, if you make him a back that plays, you know, 70-80% of the snaps, and now he's pass blocking more than he has, and, you know, he's maybe playing in more Ray Davis situations than he did before, would you expect that to continue, or would you even just want to take the risk? Like, what's the point of taking that risk, I guess, through a regular season when, you know, a lot of this is about January anyway?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about James Cook's 5'11", 190. That's a tall, lean build for an NFL featured back. When you look at these guys that play all the snaps, you know, they're a lot more dense with their builds. And I don't know that – I mean, James Cook's a good football player. There's just some limitations that exist with him that are prohibitive for him being a true 75% of snaps back. And I think some of the size components matter, especially you're talking late season football. So I don't want to sound like I'm trying to, like, bash on James Cook. I think he's a very, very good football player, but I think that there's a lot of complicating factors for the Bills in meeting what we believe his contract demands are.
That said, Joe, let's talk about the player that he is. He'll be here for at least one more year, and then, you know, the conversation kind of renews. But the style of runner that Cook is and the way the Bills block in the run game, how good of a match is it? I mean, we know Ray Davis is there and Ty Johnson is there, and, you know, they have a running back by committee. But how about the style that Cook presents and why it's so successful?
Yeah, James Cook's an outstanding zone runner, and it's something that he's improved at over the course of his career. I think that was really the biggest thing that I noticed year two to year three jump was just his feel for zone. And, you know, zone running is very interesting because there's not a defined track. There's things that you read off of and then you know, get downhill. It's you're anticipating creases and James Cook does a very good job of that, and especially with the cutback zone runs that the Bills set up. And so structurally how the Bills block it is great for James Cook. And I think that's the way it should be. You should block things and set up things that favor the style of running back that you have. So if the Bills were to not have James Cook, I think that the run schemes would look a little bit different. But that ability to navigate zone runs is really a high-level trait of James Cook, and the Bills set it up quite well for him. And I think that the Bills, if they didn't have James Cook, would have to change a little bit structurally how they run the football, because I like Ray Davis and Ty Johnson. They're just not the zone runners that James Cook is. And so that's kind of how that marriage works. And the Bills would have to change some things structurally with how they run the football, because James Cook is that outstanding zone runner.
Joe Marino with us on the Wester Hotline. Not that these guys are holdout stories or anything, but mentioned earlier in the week, Joe, that both McGovern and David Edwards are going into contract years as well, potential contract years. When you think about the Bills and their run scheme and their success up front, like, the tackles are always the first two names that come up, because, I mean, they might just be the best, you know, two players outside of Josh Allen on the offense. But those three in the middle, you know, I don't even know if you need to take the jump to, like, which ones should they prioritize keeping going forward, but when you're looking at the Bills' ground attack and pass protection, how solid do you see those three inside pieces being, more specifically than just the whole line?
Well, I think that they are really important pieces, in particular with the run and the pass, honestly. I mean, when you think about how the Bills like to run a lot of inside zone, a lot of duo, they will pull their tackles. And a lot of that, you need some power players inside. And Osiris Torrence is a guy that, you know, can sustain blocks in the run game, that can create displacement and movement in the run game. He complements both the zone runs and the gap runs, where there's a lot of pulling involved, that they need him to be able to sustain those blocks. And so he's a really important anchor point in the run game. I would say in pass pro, I think that's where there's some room for growth. With that middle three, the Bills like to use a lot of five-man protections, which means that they don't help their offensive line. They, you know, you have five offensive linemen, a quarterback, and five eligibles. If you have five-man protections, that means that there's no extra help for the offensive line, and you're maximizing the eligible receivers that go out for routes. And they want that menu to be big for Josh Allen when he's reading the field. And that puts a little bit of stress on this offensive line. And you see, obviously, I think Brown and Dawkins are really high-level players, particularly in pass protection. And they can handle that. But, you know, you're not getting backs frequently stepping up and helping with that pocket depth. And where I think you see the Bills' offensive line stress the most is against those interior pass rushers, against teams that will dial up creative and exotic blitz looks and pressure looks with how they challenge that middle three, because I think where Osiris Torrence maybe lacks a little bit is with foot speed and being able to handle one-on-one quicker interior pass rushers, or, hey, you have to respond on the fly and, you know, your weight's going one way and they send a looper and now you have to redirect. You have the foot speed to cut off those angles. You know, I think that's where things can get a little bit stressed. And so I think it's mostly really, really good, but the Bills ask a lot of their offensive line, and you know, those middle three are important. I think they have very different skill sets, but, you know, it feels like the give and take mostly rides with Torrence, and I'm excited to see what he does in year three. I think he's had a really good start to his career, but that's the guy where you feel like you're looking for ceiling in this offensive line and how it can, you know, be even better. I think it's him taking that big year three step, which is big for him because, you know, he's extension eligible after this season, and we've seen the guard market really, really explode, and I'm sure Osiris Torrence would like to partake in that.
Joe Marino. Joe, as we get to training camp, you know, mandatory minicamp, we've seen some injuries, some guys popping up here and there, but there's not much indication any one of these injuries is serious enough to drift into training camp. And I want to get to one player that missed reps last year and I think should be a real big focal point this year in training camp. That's Cole Bishop, who rookie second-round safety, who they have clearly a lot of belief in to take that highly. And the athletic profile is nice. And, you know, for him to miss any time at mandatory minicamp or be banged up, like, all right, that's fine, ready for training camp. Because last year, a slow start might have been flat out due to the fact that he was not ready. He was not healthy throughout training camp. So feels like he's on the short list of players that really need a lot of reps, really need the work when we get to actual training camp.
Yeah, when Sean McDermott was disclosing the list of players that would miss due to injuries and he got to Cole Bishop, it was like, oh, probably one of the guys you would definitely not want to be on that list because those reps are really important. And we've heard, you know, both Babich and McDermott talk about the communication piece and knowing the scheme and allowing the scheme to unlock the skill set as you become more comfortable, and feels like, you know, reps for a guy like Cole Bishop feel really, really important. And so, you know, obviously we want those to happen in training camp. And so it's good news that it doesn't feel like anything there is going to linger, but another situation where it's, you're trying to solidify things next to Taylor Rapp. And, you know, it's not just Cole Bishop. Damar Hamlin is also injured, which means great opportunity for Derek Forrest to get a lot of reps with the first team. But, you know, this team has a lot riding on Cole Bishop and his development, and you certainly don't want to hear anything about him missing any time with how important those reps are.
Joe Marino with us. When you see Shaq Thompson sign for a contract, is it – I mean, their linebackers, both Milano, of course, and then Bernard, less or so, have dealt with their injuries for a couple of years. Thompson and the Bills' linebacker depth, are you more comfortable with it, with a veteran in that room competing going into training camp?
Yeah, it certainly doesn't hurt. You know, I've liked Shaq Thompson for a long time. He's a good NFL starting linebacker, obviously back-to-back year-ending injuries that are pretty significant, the fibula and an Achilles. Those are not great. You're 31 years old. That's not a great formula. But you look at the Bills' linebacker room, and outside of Matt Milano, they're technically all on rookie deals. You know, Terrell Bernard's in his fourth season, and he's got his extension. But these are all guys within their first four seasons, very young. You've got Andreessen and Ulofosio, who are second-year players. And, you know, Baylen Specter's your first guy in at middle linebacker, and that guy is injured all the time and doesn't even really play, you know, with all that happens in practice, it seems like, with Baylen Specter. And so, you know, when I thought about this, Dorian Williams is the linebacker three for the Bills, but he's not a guy that's really they've asked him to play the mic, right? He's been more of the Milano weak side linebacker fill-in guy, where the mic piece has not really been there. And so you're one snap away from Baylen Specter, who's not been available for you, and then you get to Joe Andreessen, and I think we're all rooting for him, but we're still talking about a second-year player that was an undrafted free agent. Shaq Thompson's ability to play the mic as a guy that's familiar with McDermott's defense, you know, makes a lot of sense in a depth role, especially when they've done nothing to help the linebacker room outside of a UDFA. It's the top six linebackers from last year. They're all returning, and so I think it was overdue to make a move at linebacker, and I think at this point to get a guy with his experience, you know, you certainly don't love the injuries and you don't love that he's on the wrong side of 30, but a veteran for the room, and I don't think there's really any downside to the addition at this point.
Joe Marino, Locked On Bills, Locked On NFL Scouting, Bills Squad, NFL First Read, and a host of other things. Joe, thanks for the time this morning.
Glad to do it, guys. Thank you.
All right, Joe Marino. You can, of course, catch him all those places I mentioned. Bill Squad, we're live on YouTube. He and I and Jerry O on Mondays and Thursdays. James Cook in the building. All is well. I've got an instant trivia stat to get to. I'll save it to next segment. I'll save it for a minute.
Okay. Just read James Myrtle, Alex Tuck. His name has been out there. Buffalo will have to move him if he's clear he won't extend. Heard a clip from Chad DeDominicis during the break before about, you know, what his contract could look like.
Yep.
I'll just say this. If the Sabres cannot sign the dude that grew up as a Sabre fan, then they need to retire guys that want to be here forever. Because if you can't keep the kid that was a Sabre fan, then it's not a great look, I
sure.
guess.
I get that. I almost want to say, like, what really would surprise you about that? I grew up loving this team. I don't believe in the organization's chance to win. My career is short. I've been to the Cup final. I want to win.
I mean, no, it really...
Like, really, would it... I guess if he re-signs, would you feel any different about them than if they traded him?
No.
I know what you're saying.
But you could feel worse about if he left. I mean... He's the guy that meets Lindy in the facilities when he gets rehired.
I might dispute that. You'd feel worse if he left. Just because I think there are people that can't feel worse. I'm not trying to just
sure.
Okay, it's another brick in the wall. Let's see him win the cup next year. I mean, you know,
yeah.
But I get it. It's because
he is the face of, you know, he's the one talking about, you know, the black and red uniforms, and he's the one that I mentioned meets Lindy when he comes back, and he's the one who's most adamant, I feel like, about wanting to win here and feeling like he means it because he's got the credentials for it. And if he gives up on it, like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
803-0550. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow night? We'll be at Wayland for our 100 Holes pre-party, and you can come on out. There's golf on and the hockey game tomorrow night as well. So you got plans for watching the hockey game? Come on out. We'll be at Wayland tomorrow for our 100 Holes pre-party raffle, 100 Holes of Golf, to raise money for the Live Like Luca Foundation and the Courage of Carly Fund with Roswell Park. I've got a website for you here to go donate. And every $20 donation is a ticket in every raffle. I'm bringing all the stuff there today, so soon we'll have a picture of all the stuff. 3 signed Bills helmets, 1 Josh Allen, 1 Cole Beasley, 1 Von Miller, a signed Tage jersey, more golf than you can possibly imagine, tons of foursomes to give away, Encore stuff, boxes of balls, an Encore cooler, experiences, driver fittings, like lots to give away. And you can enter by going to, here's what we have for the website, give.roswellpark.org/go-to/Jeremy. That's it. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can remember that. What is it? give.roswellpark.org/go-to/Jeremy. Or just go to like my pinned tweet on Twitter. And any $20 is one ticket. You want to buy 5? Put $100 in there. But you get a ticket to every single drawing in this raffle. And you do not have to be present to win. If you win that Josh Allen helmet and you live in Minnesota, I will ship it to you. No matter, we'll ship it. That's right. That's a commitment you got from us. So you do not need to be present to win. You can donate, support the cause. It supports Live Like Luca and the Courage of Carly Fund ahead of our 100 holes, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. So give.roswellpark.org/go-to/Jeremy or go to my pinned tweet. You can Venmo. You can go to that link. And all donations are greatly appreciated. I've had a lot of donations so far. So thank you so much. Excited to have this event tomorrow night. You can come. $1 from every especial draft sold tomorrow goes to our cause. So come on out and drink a beer on the patio. Watch a hockey game with us.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be great. So, yeah, thanks for your donations in advance. Thanks to everyone that's already donated. Excited to give these prizes away. Thanks to the Bills and the Sabres and everybody that's been donating these prizes as well as we get this cause as much money as we can. Okay, the fun trivia. When we get back, it's you know, sometimes trivia makes a point, and I'm ready to make one with this one.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I credit James. You know, business is business. At the end of the day, you know, he loves being around this team and the guys in the locker room, and I mean, he loves to play football. So I respect his decision to be here and be amongst the team and get some work in today. We're looking forward to that.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. It's a little bit of trivia right here. Running back trivia. You keep this.
Love running back
this
trivia.
This music keeps rolling. We can roll. We don't need the instant trivia music. This is a good vibe. Whatever. We can do instant trivia too. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Okay, so, hey, James Cook, we all got our opinions. Will it be his last year? We've got a Twitter poll up about that if you want it. I started digging into some running back stats. What I was looking for was Cook's drop percentage because I think you told me it got a lot better last year.
It did. I could find that very quickly for you, but I think when I saw it the other day, it was 11% 2 years ago, and down this past year it was 5%.
Yeah, manageable. Yeah. So what I found was not that. I looked for that, and I gave up because I found something interesting.
Okay.
The top five running backs in yards after contact.
Okay.
Per attempt. Who are the top five NFL running backs in yards after contact per attempt?
Yards after contact per attempt.
Top five NFL running backs last season.
After contact.
Yep, after contact.
Derrick Henry.
Number one.
Yeah.
2.8 yards per contact.
Saquon? He ran through a lot of open holes. But he also broke a lot of big runs. Saquon?
No.
Wow. I guess there were a lot of open holes.
He is sixth.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So the top five backs... Fun fact here, the next four are all tied at number two.
Oh, okay.
So Henry, 2.8. The next four are all even at 2.4 yards after contact per run. Who are those four running backs?
Jonathan Taylor.
No.
Breece Hall.
No.
Josh Jacobs.
Yes. 2.4 yards after contact per attempt. He has the lowest yards before contact of this group, Jacobs.
Okay.
Henry one, Jacobs is tied for two, three others are tied for second.
What about Bucky Irving?
No.
He had a really good year, though. All right.
Might be a minimum number of attempts here, but no.
Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yes.
Yeah.
2.4 yards after contact per attempt.
Okay. Oh, what about your boy Bijan?
Correct.
Yeah.
Henry, Gibbs, Bijan, Jacobs. One more.
One more. Is it gettable? Is it hard?
It's gettable.
All right. Devin? No, Devin Achane had a bad year. It's not going to be him. What about Kyren Williams?
Kyren Williams is seventh in this. No.
James Conner?
No.
Did I guess Cook already?
You did not.
Cook.
Yes.
Oh, duh. Forgot I didn't guess Cook.
Just so we're clear.
Okay.
Just saying. Saquon Barkley, I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah.
James Cook, it's the line that makes him. Saquon Barkley, yards before contact per attempt, 4.1. James Cook's on that, 2.6. Barkley gets That's a full crazy. 1.5 yards per carry more before he's touched.
Yeah.
James Cook has a higher yards after contact per attempt than Saquon Barkley.
It's pretty good. It's really, really good.
He's good. I don't think anybody disputes he's good.
Especially all those other backs. Like Joe Marino, how do you describe him? Tall and lean for a running back?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure all those other guys you mentioned are shorter
squatting
and built.
Yeah.
It really gets to the, yeah, like the
archetype. Except for Henry's tall, obviously.
Sure, but he's also jacked.
Yeah, right.
It gets like to the NFL running back archetype. Like, he's not gonna maybe ever be the three down guy, right. And that's the only thing that. Sure, there are deficiencies in that part of the game, like pass protection.
Yeah,
because at the job of just running the ball.
He's really good.
He's awesome.
Which it is good. It's huge for him that he's become that because how he's kind of unique. How many backs of his build are able to survive in the league without being an expert at being a third down back?
Yeah.
Right? That's why they drafted him, right? They thought that's what he was going to develop into because why not? He's got the build for it. He's got the athleticism for it, but he's had drop problems, and he can't pass protect.
It is kind
so
of funny.
So basically, if he hadn't become such a great runner, he really wouldn't be in the league.
It's kind of funny. They, like you said, like you draft him to be a third down back. Like, well, he doesn't do very very many things on third down we like.
Right.
But the other stuff he does,
right.
He's pretty darn good at.
He's become a completely different player than I think his draft profile set up for. And you could argue a more valuable one.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
If he was going to – I would rather him be – like top five in that stat and be an elite zone runner, like Joe said. I'd rather him be those things than be. I can find Ty Johnson's. I did.
Yeah, you did.
Ty Johnson, practice squad. Like, you can find guys that play that role. So it's more valuable what he's become, for sure.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Do you think Cook is playing his final year with the Bills this year? He'll get to next season. It'll be unrestricted free agency at that point, and then we'll see what the offers get to. He might not like the offers, and then, you know, just kind of comes back. Sometimes free agency can be a little bit, you know, you think you're going to hit the Wild West and it's going to be silly season, and then other times we've seen this with goalies a bunch, and to me goalie went through a little bit of the same kind of roller coaster that running back did, which was it doesn't matter who it is, oh wait, some of them are worth it, meanwhile you're kind of riding the hot hand. And I'm thinking about Cook here for getting to the open market. Sometimes goalies go to the open market and they find out there's not that many nets. There's only 32 nets.
Yeah.
And three teams are thinking about a guy, and that means it's not that expensive. So with all these teams that just drafted running backs in this past draft, when Cook hits the open market, it's like, well, we could draft one instead. And the warts on you are exactly this, that you're a great runner of the football.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't keep you on the field on every play, so you can't be a $17 million running back. So I guess one potential outcome, Joe, is he goes to the market and comes back and is like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's keep the band together. Maybe it ends up being like Milano, right? Milano, we thought he was gone.
For sure we did.
And he's just back and yeah. And good. And, you know. I suppose I want to leave that door open for Cook, even though it might be unlikely. The door has to be open.
I wonder, too, how motivated he is to... Like, if I could see how a guy who had an incredible game would be fueled by... He played a couple snaps on that last drive, right? But he wasn't out there the whole time. It was more Ty Johnson than it was James Cook. A guy could be fueled by, my coach took me off the field on the biggest drive of the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, like at you asking Joe, like, can he get better in those areas? I would hope he would be motivated by that. Like, man, that's what I'm gonna lock in on this summer because the hell you're taking me off the field again. But, like, I'm the running back. I'm the starting running back. I want to make the money. I want to be out there when the game's on the line. What do you dream of in your backyard when you're a kid playing football? It's making a catch to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
And he presents right now as a player that wouldn't be on the field for a game winning catch to win the Super Bowl.
Well, what if the, again, football can be so specialized with like the positions and the skill sets. This kind of gets to, you know, the picture of Keon Coleman. He's a little stronger now. Did he need to be stronger? Maybe that helps. He needs to be
faster.
He needs to be better in the way he runs routes.
Yeah.
And Kincaid needs to be, they want his play strength up. Okay, if Kincaid's going to get stronger, I do want that. I do not want him so big that he's no longer right. Smooth in the passing game. And if you're Cook, you know, this kind of gets to, I could try and get stronger and become the best pass blocker in the league. And what if it cost me 0.5 yards after contact because I'm not as fast,
mm-hmm.
or I don't hit the hole as fast, or so you know you've got to make tough decisions here. And sometimes guys go out and make body composition changes on their own. We'll hear, hey, this guard added 10 pounds of muscle, 20 pounds of muscle, whatever it is. So it does kind of lay out how Cook is in a strange spot. He's like, definitely a great runner of the football.
And from my vantage point, like, who – let's say you're faced with the Brandon Bean wants the you're down six or down five, whatever. Josh Allen's got the ball in his hands. Okay, you're in the exact same spot. You're in Kansas City. It's the AFC Championship game. Who do you want on the field? I'd like James Cook to be a good enough player to where he's on the field. And I'd want Shakir out there. I'd want Coleman to develop into a player who's out there, and he was taken off the field at times during that last drive.
I want Palmer out there.
I don't want an aged receiver that showed up halfway through the season out there on the field. So, and I'm going to want Kincaid to be out there, right? I'm not going to want 12 personnel. I'm not going to want Ty Johnson's a good player. I guess I'm not going to be offended if Ty Johnson's out there, but like, Who do they want out there? They want Coleman to develop into a guy that you do not take off the field in that situation. They want Kincaid to develop into a guy you do not take off the field in that situation. Do they want Cook to? Maybe they don't care as much if Cook does.
Maybe not. 803-0550. U.S. Open starts tomorrow. I'm getting excited for that. Yeah, it's gonna be tough. These guys are gonna go nuts. They're going to lose their minds.
You know, this 18 handicappers conversation is getting a lot of run.
Yeah, Justin Thomas's idea?
Yeah.
I've got let's get into that.
What's his name? Byung-Hun An said 18 handicappers will not finish a round without volunteers.
Well,
he's on the PGA.
You got to get to what Justin Rose said when we get back, because that's the best comment of all, and I want to flip it around on the pros here and the privilege they get by playing at Oakmont. 803-0550, plenty of time for your calls. If you want to pop in, you can join us here on WGR.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Time now for Worst Call Wednesday. Brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center.
Man, no ball spotter. Better bring a few dozen balls. It's got to be 140. Has to be. I mean, and that's just
playing conservative, bunting it in front of them 50 yards, 50 yards, 50 yards, 50 yards. I think it's got to be plenty.
Justin Rose says an 18 handicapper without a ball spotter would shoot 140 at Oakmont, which I think is not wrong. I'm glad a professional golfer finally acknowledged the great advantage they get with ball spotters. We are supposed to just take penalties when you hit it in the rough. You can't find it. The ball spotter allows them to hit longer clubs. Oh, they're going to find it over there. I'm going to blast it as far as I can.
Yeah.
I'm Bryson. They'll find that ball, and then I'll hit a lofted club out of this crazy thick rough. It's a fun story. Justin Thomas tweeted something about this. What would an 18 handicapper shoot? And Kyle Porter, who does a great golf newsletter Substack called Normal Sport, he said in 2016, last time the Open was at Oakmont, he played as a 12 handicap. And he parred the first hole and thought he was going to do great, and he shot a 115. Mm-hmm. 12 handicapper, a 115 at Oakmont. Here's Justin Rose saying an 18 handicapper would shoot a 140.
140.
I believe it. I like the idea of just bunt it through the fairway as a better idea because you can't find your ball. But Justin Thomas said, have a 5, a 10, and an 18 play Monday after the Open. Back tees, full rules of golf, see what happens. Maybe you have to let a couple groups through, allow for 6 to 7 hours, but I think we're all here for it, no?
That's a grind.
I
see, full golf rules, though, should include your I get a spotter.
Right. That's why
I'm playing U.S. Open rules.
I get a spotter. That's why
you get one.
No spotter. I want to see a pro play without a spotter.
Right.
I want to see a foursome of guys play with no spotter.
Yeah.
Clocks up. Drop one. Drop it from right. Drop it in the rough. Take a penalty. Drop.
Yeah.
Would they shoot a 92 without a spotter? It's a lot of strokes.
That is.
You could lose one by the green. You could lose one off the fairway.
I'm tweeting back and forth with Byung Hoon An of the PGA Tour right now.
Look at you.
Because he tweeted that 18 handicappers would not finish a round without volunteers.
Because they'd run out of balls.
But without volunteers, like, what would you do without? And he said that we would probably miss 4 to 5 fairways and lose about 2 to 3 balls max. I think he might be underselling it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, you miss a green, you could lose a ball.
Right, it's not just
off the fairway.
It's not just off the fairway, right? Like if you miss the green by 5 yards, seeing some of the videos from Oakmont, DeChambeau had one of these where he is standing over the ball, the camera's looking right at it, you can't see the golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know it's there without a spotter unless you stepped on it.
I also want to know what these guys might shoot with no gallery to trample down the rough in certain spots when they get the really good lies because they miss so bad.
They also get, you know. If you hit a ball OB, it will go off a fan sometimes and like stay right there rather than keep going. So many people there. Their worst shots aren't as bad as they could be because they'll hit people.
Yeah.
And then the ball will stay right there. Like it's hard to go unless you go over their heads.
What we're saying is they're not that good.
I was just about to say, I'm not saying they're not that good.
They're not that good.
You said it.
Yeah. Hey, the gallery rule. It's why it should be real for all of us. These guys get a big advantage. Bomb driver. Somebody will find it. I'm picking Bryson to win it. There's no trees. There's no jail. Miss it wide.
Rory is not a great pick, it feels like, right now, because isn't he going through it with the driver?
A little bit, yep.
He got a new driver, and he was horrible at the Canadian Open with it, and he's already like testing things in the practice rounds. Like I would not feel great about picking him this week.
803-0550 to join us. James Cook at Mandatory Minicamp. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.